that we read just last week. V'lo selchu b'chukol sagoi asher ani mishaleach mipneichem. You shall not go follow the statutes of the nations which I am sending out from before you. Ki es kol eile osu, because all of these things they did, va'u kotzbam, and I despise them. Were we not warned to stay away from the aberrant behaviors of these nations? I'm shocked by a story that I heard of a Talmud that had walked home with his Rebbe. And he told his Rebbe, "Rebbe, I watched the news last night, and I watched how, in the midst of the LA riots, a person was dragged from his truck, beaten, how people were shot. How much damage was done by that viewing? It could have been that that Talmid had learned a machlokes, a baye verava, which certainly fall under the banner of Derachea Darche Noam v'chol nesivoseh shalom. How much was he set back by watching Shfichas Damim Mamish? How much are our Talmidim and Talmidos set back by the media, television, radio, newspapers, magazines, and the such? Our challenge is indeed very, very great. We are a camp, a Torah camp, that is under attack, and statistics bear that out. A recent poll tells us that only 7% of American Jewry consider themselves Orthodox. More than 50% have a partner in a marriage which is not Jewish. We are a camp that is under attack. Baruch Hashem, we have gedolim, tzaddikim, Rosh Yeshivas that we can confide in, that we can seek advice. Rav Schwab Shlita, Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim and the great Rosh Yeshivas from pre-war days, is such a person that we can seek aitzes. Rav Schwab has helped inspire a generation of Talmidim and Talmidos who are true Yorei Shemayim. Kahal Das Yishurun and Yeshiva Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch in Washington Heights are fruits of the Rav's Mesiras Nefesh and inspiration. When Rabbi Pasek and I visited the Rav to discuss this Pesicha address, we both left very much in awe and inspired. I am sure the same will be true this evening. It is a schus and a kavod to introduce to the Olam Rosh Rav Shlita.
Thank you very much. Beshus Maronon v'Rabonon. Internalizing eternity. That is the topic given to you and me for this opening session with a subtitle, Imparting Timeless Values in a Changing World. Now, all these are very weighty words which require quite a lengthy explanation. May you permit me to find a more simple, down-to-earth language to describe the thoughts which we are supposed to share at this Psicha session. I would suggest a title that can be immediately understood, namely, how to remain sane in an insane world, which means how to manage to live with the emes in an olam hasheker, how to cling to a lifeline which connects us with the Rabbono Shel Olam when the boat of our contemporary society is sinking fast, or how to survive as B'nai Kelchoi, B'nai Dor Yosom, is drowning in a sea of confusion. Now let me say at the outset that I consider it a privilege to again be able to address this convention. Most of you are mechanchim, and the mechanchim of our time, you are indeed the elite of our generation. Now this is said without a trace of chanufa. Why else would anybody go into chinuch today, an occupation without adequate pay, very little job security, and a target of constant criticism by parents, board members, administrators, and so forth? Why would anybody elect to deal day in and day out with unruly talmidim, children of immature parents, talmidim who very often lack the basic midos tovos and the elementary derech eretz? Why else would anybody go through life often unappreciated and not earning the proper respect by the community? In short, why would anybody love to be a mechanech unless he or she means it entirely the Shem Shemayim, unless he or she is possessed by a driving urge to mold Jewish, young Jewish neshomas and bring to them the light of Torah and inspire them with Yir Shemayim and Midas Tovas, unless a mechanech is prompted by Avas Yisroel, which means Haktanim Im Hagdolim, and by a sense of responsibility for Talmidim, as if they were one's own children, he or she would not touch chinuch with a 10-foot pole. The true mechanchim of today, more so than at any time in our previous history, are the most idealistic, most dedicated after Hashem of our generation. And for good reason, they are called in Sefer Daniel Matzdike Horabim, Eilu Melamde Tinokos. The term Matzdike Horabim is very fitting, for the Mechanchim rear the Tzaddikim of the future. No wonder the Posuk compares them to the heavenly luminaries which last forever. Matzdike Horabim Kakachovim La'olam Voed. Our topic is supposed to be, and I quote, how to impart eternal values to a changing world. The last two words are an understatement. The world was always changing, but it seems that it never changed so rapidly, so radically, and so erratically as we perceive it today. Therefore, I prefer to use the vernacular. We live in a meshugana world, a world gone awry, completely out of balance. The outside non-Jewish world is ridden by smud and drugs. Dirt has become beautiful and legitimate. Our streets are controlled by criminals, our public life by corrupt politicians. Our hearts are gripped by fear of violence and terrorism, and our minds are victimized by the legitimization of all abominations, of all toevas, by the threat of fanatics on one hand, and on the other hand, by the silent, much too silent majority of harmless people who are either impotent dreamers living in a fantasy garden of wishful thinking, or who are like a herd of sheep following the call of unscrupulous leaders. So one might say, Ein kolchodesh taras ha-shomesh. This means that the desperate plight of our generation may have happened also sometime in the past, during the long history of mankind. And Shlomo HaMelech already warns us in Koheles, Al toma mehoyo, don't say what happened. She hayomim orishonim hoyotovim me'ele, that it was so much better in former days. Indeed, we do say every morning at the beginning of our tefillos about the non-Jewish world, Rov ma'aseihem tov, most of their doings are empty. Mechayeim hebel lefonecho, the days of their lives are meaningless before you. Umosa odem in abheim oyin, man is not better than the animal. Ki akol hovel, everything has become senseless. This is our resume of thousands of years of the civilization of the human race. But after we have said these words, we follow it by stating emphatically, Avol anachnu amcho b'nei b'risecho. But fortunately, we are different. We are amcho b'nei b'risecho. We are your people, the children of your covenant. Now let us be cautious. Let us beware just a minute, because we have some difficulties with these words, Avol anachnu. The question is that really true? If we are all modim alo emes, v'dovri emes bilvoveinu, is it really true that we have not been affected by the climate of insanity prevailing in the non-Jewish world? Is it really true that we have kept ourselves aloof from the moral abyss so that none of the germs of our rapidly decaying civilization has infected our bloodstream? Can we truly and honestly say, Avol anachnu amcho b'nei b'risecho, without some pangs of conscience? And let us take a look for a moment at ourselves, at some of the historic developments during the past century or so. For most of our existence, for thousands of years, we have cherished Torah Nevi'im Kesuvim, the Tanakh, as Kodesh Kodoshim. So came along the Maskilim, disgraced that by their higher and lower criticism of the Bible. Then there was Eretz Yisrael, Admas Kodesh, where every blade of grass is Kodesh V'Torah. Came the Zionists and turned it into a democracy like all other nations, not governed by the laws of the Torah. Furthermore, we have lived with an ideal of our Nevi'im, the lofty concept of a human society based upon tzedakah and mishpat. Came the Marxists, misguided by a renegade Jew, and turned it into a socialist paradise of atheists. Also, we have possessed the most sacred ideal, Klal Yisroel, based on the Emunah in Yud Gimel Ikrim. Am Hashem, Mamleches Kohenim V'Goy Kodosh. That means Klal Yisroel. Came the secularists and turned it into an ethnic concept of a community composed of four branches, Reform, Conservative, modern Orthodox, and the fourth branch, the biggest branch, the vast majority of Jews without any religious affiliation, Tinokas Shenish B'Beinu Akum. But all four branches are interconnected by fundraising or political organizations like UJA, Federation, Anti-Defamation League, World Jewish Congress, etc., etc. And that's called Klal Yisrael. Finally, we were left with the Gedoshim, with the Horim, who were tortured and gassed, Al Kiddush Hashem, and died with Ani Mamin on their lips. What has happened? What has happened? We now have a whole Holocaust industry, and led by Ani Lo Mamin Nikas, who have made a farce of the most colossal tragedy in our Golis by their political demonstrations, Holocaust memorials, museums, and trips to the death camps, and so forth. Yes, there is more, but it's much too sensitive to talk about. And so we find ourselves, after 2,000 years of torture, persecution, and slaughter, in a stage of disgrace. How far are we from the promise of Am Kodosh Ato Lashem Elokecho? And even when we take an honest look at ourselves, the Torah world, the Shomre Torah Mitzvot community, we've got to make our own Cheshbon HaNefesh. Can we honestly say about ourselves, Avol Anachno Amcho B'nei B'Risecho? To give you just a few examples, in spite of the present economic crunch, our Jewish simchas, chasenes bar mitzvahs, have become more and more blown up with faked affluence, with an obscene display of ultra-modern fashions, glittering jewelry, and mainly with a wolfing down of enormous amounts of exotic food. And what is worse is that when all the gorging is done, the food that's left over, meaning most of the food, meaning hundreds of chickens and so forth, the food is thrown in the garbage, a colossal violation of the law of Baal Tashchis. This really borders on insanity, since we know that there are thousands of hungry people around. We know that there are whole yeshivas that could live from the discarded leftovers of Jewish simchas. Another example. Unfortunately, so many of us have become part and parcel of the economic rat race of the Otz L'Hashir's syndrome, which means getting rich quickly, a hedonistic urge to outdo, or at least to imitate, our wealthy neighbors, as to fancy clothes and furniture, as well as to expensive summer and winter vacations and so forth. Is this the Am Hashem? Is this Mamleches Kohenim Begoy Kodesh? How much honesty do we have when we say, Avol Anachno Amcho B'nei B'Risecho, as long as we have not as yet pulled the plug from the Kleimashri screen, as long as the TV set brings all the Givarois and Shvichas Domim with every horrid detail of violence and abnormality, with all the subtle and not so subtle enticement of the Yetzirah, right into our homes and into the impressionable hearts of our children? Are we still Amcho B'nei B'Risecho with our tight-fitting fashions, with our short priest's clothing for women, which in a sitting position is called by the Torah the curse of Shchin Mitzrayim, since it is visible al ha-birkayim al ha-shakayim meivin yovin. I hate to go on. Where is our scrupulous honesty demanded by the Choshen Mishpat? Where is our nemonis reliability in financial matters? Where is our hand tzedek, a lav tzedek? Where is our avoidance of Chilul Hashem in dealings with non-Jews or non-Jewish Jews? Now, all this is very depressing, and we must not continue. Should rather be melamed zchus on Acheinu Bnei Yisroel. For fortunately, there is a cure. There is a possibility to rebel against all these aberrations and to regain our full stature as Bnei Avrom, Ahavcho, Shenishbatu Lo Bahamoriyo. And we still will be able to shout with joy in our hearts, Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu, Manoim Garoleinu. For fortunately, there is a remedy. Our new slogan must be internalizing Yiddishkeit instead of external Jewishness. Pnimius versus Chitzonius. Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuzayin tells us of three Rishoim, three wicked Jewish kings, who nevertheless were great Talmidei Chachomim. Menashe, King Menashe, he learned Torah Koyanim 52 times. Achov learned it 85 times. And Yerovam, the most magnificent Choter, Machte, Sinner of all of them, learned it exactly 103 times. The Gemara adds about Yerovam, Torose shel Yerovam lahoisebo shum dofi. There was no flaws or errors in his knowledge of Torah. So why did not their Torah learning help to ennoble their characters, protect them from the grievous crimes which they committed? The answer is also given. The vast amount of learning was only external. It was from the lips outside. So he got stuck in their brains and never reached their hearts. This is what we mean by external Yiddishkeit. And when it comes to tefillah, Yeshaya Novi complains, Befif ubisfosov kibduni vilibo richak mimeni. They honor me only with their mouth and their lips, but their heart is far away from it. As to Yiras Shemaim, he calls it, the fear of Hashem is like fear of men, learned by rote. So it becomes possible that we could be Orthodox Jews, observant Jews, keep the Torah and mitzvahs, but our Yiddishkeit is on the outside, and sometimes even our frumkeit eclipses Kaviyochel the Rabbonu Shel Olam himself. It is possible I could learn Torah without a thought of the Nosena Torah. It is possible that I could engage in a sharp pilpul, terrific chedushim, which are intellectually stimulating, but I'm not living up to the words of Besach Libi Besorosech. The Torah has not taken possession of my heart. It has become mental acrobatics. It's not anymore Dvar Hashem, which speaks to me, but has become an intellectual hobby of men. The same applies to Kiyuma Mitzvahs. It may eventually turn into a routine observance, flaunting ritual habits, imitation of Minhogim, misunderstood Minhogim, and unreliable traditions and segulas and superstitions. In short, mitzvahs are noshim lumoda, but lacking the main ingredients, la'ovdecho be'emes. So when I say, Baruch Ato Hashem, I do so be'hesach hadas. I'm not conscious at all that I am at this moment talking to the Rabbon Kol Olamim. So I'm outwardly a Yerushalayim, but when it is not combined with Avas Hashem, not v'yachid v'veinu la'avu l'yirushimecho, the yirosam osi, that means the yirum may turn into mere habit. Mitzvah sanoshim elomoda. And when it comes to yiras ha'onesh, I'm scared of the punishment. Well, man has learned to live with fear in his heart, and eventually to get used to it. But love of Hashem is different. Avas Hashem. It is constantly yearning for more Avo. It never becomes routine. We don't have Avas Anoshim Lumoda. This is why Hashem has commanded us before the mitzvah of Vishinantam Levanecho, before the commandment of Tefillin and Mezuzos, "V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levovcho b'shnei tzarecho b'chol nafshecho v'lanot l'snafshecho b'chol mardecho," beyond all measure. So our slogan must be a return to the authentic Avas Hashem of our forefathers. For Avo is a sensation felt inside, deeply inside. Avo is our most intimate emotion, and love is never one-sided. As it says, Ani ledodi vedodi li. Once we realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom is loving us as a nation, Abocha b'mo Yisrael be'avo, and Rabbeinu Shalom is loving each and every one of us as individuals, Avas Hashem, our love for Him, can become a passion, the most intimate, totally personal relationship between the Borei Olam and myself. All men are born with a need to be loved. The very fact that Hashem Yisboach created me to live in this world and benefit from its bounty, and more so, Shosani Yisroel, that He has created me personally for eternal life, Chaye Olam, Lis'aneg al Hashem, that alone is an act of supreme love. So our reaction should be to answer His love with our love. Once our hearts are inflamed with Avas Hashem, our problems are solved as individuals, as parents, as mechanchim, as b'nei Torah, shomrei mitzvos, b'nei olam lamokim, olam lechaveira. We all are b'nei Avrom, our havcho, the children of Avrom, your lover. Avrom Avinu had his own love affair with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Starting as a child, as soon as he recognized him, and as our forefather, he has bestowed this Yerusha of Avas Hashem upon us. If we would be Zocha to Avas Hashem, this Ava will pull everything out which is outside into our inside. Our learning of Torah, observance of mitzvahs, our behavior, our shkofas, our hanhogas. This is meant by internalization of eternity. Avas Hashem knows no boundaries. Shimon HaEmsoni explained every little S in the Torah, and he stopped when he reached Es Hashem Elokech Hotiro, did not shy away from the pasuk V'ahavto Es Hashem Elokecho, because Avas Hashem includes Avos Yisroel, Avos Habrios, Avos Emes. Besides, Avos Hashem is contagious. Children catch it from their parents. Talmidim catch it from their rebbeim. It is like sitting next to a hot stove. You get all warm inside, even on a cold day. But how do we rise to such a madrege? The Chofetz Chaim remarked once, Chazal tell us that he who reads Kriyas Shema without feeling is ki'ilu made sheker, edus sheker ba'atzma. If he reads v'haftos v'hoyel os al yotcho, the totef os ben inecho, and does not put his feeling on his hand and his head, he is considered a liar who gives false testimony. So the Chofetz Chaim added, the same applies to someone who says, V'ahavto eis Hashem Elokecho, and fails to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is not margish Avos Hashem in his heart. He is also made Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmo. For all depends on Avos Hashem. It is the key to the solution of our predicaments. Have we lost that key? Also, Avo is always besanugim. When we are in love, we are embedded in happiness. We feel strong, vigorous, enthusiastic. With Avos Hashem, we learn Torah with a passion. We daven with his lavas. We do mitzvahs and masim tovim with an inner glow in our neshama. And what is very important, we retain full control of our senses, even if our surroundings have gone crazy. The proof is the Novi Sheker. There comes a prophet who performs nisim and niflaos. He makes the sun stand still in the sky, but he preaches Avodah Zorah. And the whole world falls for him, except the Ohev Hashem, who remains adamant. He keeps his sanity, for he knows that it is all a test. Nothing but a test. Ki menase Hashem eschem hayishchem ovim es Hashem. Hayishchem. Hashem Esboch is testing you. Hayishchem. Hashem Esboch wants to see if you really love him. So when Rabbi Akiva was martyred, he didn't lose his cool. He was enthralled in Avos Hashem. He was reading Kriyas Shema, like he was reading it every day. This is why he didn't feel any pain. Since Avos Hashem is such a strictly personal matter, he who truly loves Hashem does not show his Avo. He rather hides it. It's far too intimate to parade it in public. It is exclusively his private affair between him and his Creator. But who nennt man das? Where's the key to such Avo? The answer is right here. It is extremely close. Lo b'shamayim, lo me'eva elayomi, ki korof elecho adovo ma'ot b'ficho b'lvovcho la'asosa. The Gemara at the end of Sota describes the ikvus of the Meshicha, which is the sunset of the old world order, the bleakness at the end of the Golus, before the sunrise of Mashiach. And the Gemara says, Al mi lonely shoin? What are we supposed to do in this era of total helplessness and total decay? And the answer is well known. Ein lonely shoin, eile alovino shebashamayim. The emphasis is on Ovinu. We can only rely on our Father in heaven. Our relationship to Rabbanu Shalom is like a tie between a child and a father. and that tie will always remain. And the more helpless we feel, the stronger the tie becomes. Ki horem yomushu v'hagvos amotenu v'chastim itach lo yomush. Even if all falls apart, all crumbles away, but there's Avinu shebashamayim, and each of us is a child of Avinu shebashamayim. So whenever I control my yetzer hara, whenever I guard my tongue from evil, whenever I subdue my anger from flaring up, whenever I push back an unclean thought for Hashem's sake, at this moment Hashem loves me like a father loves a child. I still, at this moment, it would be good to be mispalel, each one in his or her own language. Rabbon Shalom, I am your child. Have rachmonis with me. Allow me to love you. And show me that you love me too. And I promise I won't make any more anything that angers you. So I do tshuva with all my heart. Because I am your child. Say that beficho, your mouth, feel it bilvofcho, in your heart, la so so. And then open the Mishnah, Gemara, Chumash Rashi, and start learning Torah. Or perform an act of Gemidas Chasodim. Or do any kind of mitzvah. We are assured by our Chachomim that this tefillah will always be answered. When we are mispalel for health, panosa, safety, we do not always know whether our tefillah will be accepted. But when we are mispalel for Avos Hashem, we are muftach that this prayer will be answered in the affirmative. V'chasti me'itcho lo yomush, because we were promised that we can be ishoin alavinu shebashamayim at this time. At Kriyas Yamsuf we read, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisroel el Hashem. The Chazal comment on it, Tofsu umnas avosam, that they emulated the art of tefillah of their forefathers. Avrom, Yitzchak, Yaakov were instituted with the Shachris, Mincha, Marav. Now imagine the scene, the raging sea in front, the dangerous desert with the snakes and scorpions on both sides, the Egyptians in back of them, there's total helplessness. So they scream for help to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do Chazal tell us that at this time they learned it from their forefathers who instituted the Tfilos of Shachris Mincha Marav? My great Rebbe, the Tzal Rav Yerucham, the Miri Mashkiach, said that Zebo Lamed Venim Tzelomed, that the way the Bnei Yisrael called out to Hashem at the Yamsuf, that's exactly the way our Ovos Daven Shachris Mincha Marav each time. Each time standing before the Rabbeinu Shalom with the feeling, I'm totally lost, totally forlorn, if you don't give me existence. The same sense of helplessness, which beset the Bnei Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsuf, that feeling was which our Ovos expressed each time they damned what we have today as Shmone Esre. So we remember that in our Shmone Esre by invoking the Chasti Ovos. And then we say, we continue, may we go ill, Livnei v'neem, bring the Geula Shalema to the children's children. And we are those Bnei v'neem. L'man Shemo be'ahavo. Be'ahavo, this is the key word. And all we can do now is to conclude with a bakosha. V'yosem b'libeinu avoso v'yiroso l'asrat sonu b'leiv av sholem avolatzi an goel v'meir b'yumeinu amen.
Thank you, Rav Schwab. Dinner will be at 6 o'clock in the dining room.